Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. This program is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, helping them make informed decisions. And it's a great place to listen and learn. And there's so many people who consider Senior Care Live appointment radio, and I hope you will too. As always, if you have a question, you can visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com, or you can go old school, pick up the phone and give us a call at 1-800-331-6445. All right, so today we have an excellent program for you. I promise you, you are going to learn a lot. It is all about Medicare today with my friend and special guest, Mr. Mark Squires. They call him the Medicare Whisperer. And Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
We're in the studio, Steve.
We are.
We're not on the phone.
We are not.
This is awesome. We got real people in the studio.
Real people, real microphones. It sounds really good.
It does, and better than we look, so that's even better.
I'll take that, too. So for Mark Squires, I'm going to give you a phone number and a website. You're going to want to call. You're going to want to definitely visit the website, lifewithmedicare.com, lifewithmedicare.com. If you want to reach out to Mark and the great team, dial 816-841-9141. And again, Mark is the Medicare Whisperer, and you're about to find out why. So, Mark, let's jump right in and talk about Medicare. I know I always refer to it as open enrollment, but I don't think that terminology is correct.
It is not. In the world of Medicare, yeah. Open enrollment is a totally different term. But because we're all used to our company corporate health insurance, we think open enrollment. In the world of Medicare, it's called the annual election period or annual enrollment period, or okay. We call AEP.
Okay.
And that period is October 15th through December 7th, where people who are on Medicare can take a look at, and this really has more to do with Medicare drug coverage than it does Medicare itself,
okay.
And as well as Medicare Advantage plans. They can look at what their plan options and coverage options are for the following year. If they want to make a change, they can do an enrollment during that period. But that ends firmly on December 7th.
So we don't call you December the 8th and say, hey, are you still open? Can we still get this done? That doesn't work.
No. That doesn't work. Now, unless you're going to age into Medicare and be new to Medicare in 2022, we can still help you. But no, if you're on Medicare now, nope, it's too late.
Yep, that's it. So that's why we talk a lot on this program about Medicare and then that annual election period. So again, October the 15th, so obviously we're well into this by a couple of weeks. So through December the 7th, and don't wait until December the 2nd. Or third to try to don't be that guy or don't be that gal, okay? And I know there are a lot of people, but Look, there's only so many hours in the day, Mark, for you and your team. And if they call too late, you're just literally not going to have enough time to see them.
Right now, we're at about 86% full on our calendar. So we have appointment slots open. I would say by Thanksgiving, we will be full. At that point, we'd love to help people, but we can only do what we can do.
Yeah.
And so if somebody calls at that point, we'll put them on a waiting list. Or if we know of another broker in town that is not filled up, we'll try to make that referral because it's, you know, we're people before profit here.
Yep.
We have to take care of the people, and we find money takes care of itself when we do that. So the time to call is now.
Yeah.
And to get on our calendar. Now, folks, you may or may not be able to get into my office. My calendar, personal calendar, is relatively full at this point. But we have other agents that I personally have trained. We didn't just hire somebody off the street and say, here, can you spell Medicare? And then we hired them. My people go through a year's worth of training before we ever, ever let them talk to a client.
Okay. All right. And so that is excellent information. And again, to reach out to Mark and the great team, 816-841-9141 or online with lifewithmedicare.com. So, Mark, let's start off with 101.
Mm-hmm.
What is Medicare?
Medicare is federal health insurance for people who are over the age of 65. Now, there's some other parameters about disability and kidney failure, but we're really not going to get into that on Senior Care Live.
Yeah. Primarily
focus on people who are age 65 and older do qualify, in most cases, for Medicare coverage, which is nationalized health insurance for seniors.
Okay. So that's your health insurance.
That's it.
Okay. All right. And then, so is this automatically provided if you're 65?
It can be, but not necessarily.
Okay.
The answer is it depends.
Okay.
Which is the answer to every question in life.
Right.
So it is a situation where if you're receiving Social Security benefits early, say you take them before your full retirement age, Medicare is going to, they're going to enroll you automatically. You're going to get a card about 3 months before your 65th birthday that will have A and B on it.
Okay.
Now, otherwise, sometimes we've found that people get enrolled automatically in Part A. Sometimes they don't, and we don't quite understand the government's algorithms on that. We just know sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But if you get down to about 60 days before your 65th birthday and you haven't received anything official from the people at Medicare, I'm not talking about the dump truck loads of junk mail that come right to your mailbox every day, but if you haven't received something official from CMS or Medicare with a card in it, and that comes in a very plain envelope,
mm-hmm.
nothing fancy, then you may want to start either call us or get on the phone and call the folks at Social Security, because that's who regulates the enrollment part of Medicare.
Okay.
And we actually, we have a resource. There is a special way to call Social Security without wanting to tear your hair out, which for guys like me, that's pretty precious. You don't want to put tearing hair out.
Right.
And we have a little resource we can send them for free that will tell them exactly the best way to call Medicare and the best way to call Social Security.
Okay. All right. And so what does Part A cover? It's really more like the big stuff, right? Hospitalization and that sort of thing.
Have you ever seen an A-frame house?
Yeah.
Well, that's how I remember this. It's a building. So anytime you're receiving continuous care inside of a building, like a hospital, skilled nursing or rehab center, or even your home in some cases, those services are going to be paid for under Medicare Part A.
Mm-hmm.
And for most people, there is no monthly premium for Part A because all the years we worked, we got a paycheck stub that said Medicare on it. Like, well, I'm a healthy 45-year-old. Why am I paying for old people insurance?
Right.
Well, here we are, Steve.
Yeah.
So
right.
We're close.
Yeah.
So for most people, there is no premium due for Medicare Part A. But the short answer is it's hospital insurance.
Okay. All right. And then what is Part B and what does that cover? And is that an automatic as well, or do you have to request Part B?
If you're receiving Social Security benefits already, it will be automatic. Otherwise, you do have to request Part B. And the best way I can describe what Part B covers, have you ever noticed a capital B has two parts to it?
Yep.
Well, it happens that Medicare Part B has two parts. The first part is the preventive benefit. There are 31 different medical services that Medicare will pay 100% of the bill.
Hmm.
Things like your annual wellness visit, your well woman checkup or well man checkup, mammograms, pap smears, PSA test, abdominal aortic aneurysm screenings, pneumonia shot, flu shot, hepatitis B shot, and I won't finish that list out.
Yeah.
And that also includes a colonoscopy, but there's a gotcha there. I have the only job in the world where I can say gotcha and colonoscopy in the same sentence and
right.
get by with it. If they do a colonoscopy and they don't find anything, that is preventive. But if they do find polyps, they're not going to wake you up and say, do you want us to treat it? You already signed the paper.
Yep.
But that becomes diagnostic or diagnosis. And the other part of Medicare Part B is diagnosis and treatment for services like primary visits, specialist visits, durable medical equipment, walkers, wheelchairs, oxygen concentrators, lab tests, x-rays, MRIs, CAT scans, PET scans. Now, Part B does have a monthly premium, and for most people, that monthly premium in 2022 will be $158.50.
Okay.
And Part B diagnosis and treatment services are subject to an annual deductible that in 2022 will be $217.
Okay.
And after you've met the deductible, everything else for the remainder of the calendar year works on 80-20. Medicare is going to pay 80% of the bill. You, as the Medicare beneficiary, will pay 20% of the bill. And, Steve, the reason people come to see me, they may not understand this up front, but there's no cap to that 20%. So, and I don't want to scare anybody, but if you have $1 million cancer claim, and they do exist,
yep,
you're on the hook for $200,000.
Yep. So really there's no max. I mean, you nope. own 20% of that bill.
That's right.
Yikes. Okay.
Surprise.
All right.
Is anybody depressed yet?
I hope no one wrecked their car on that one. All right. So let's start this one off, and then we'll maybe finish this up in the next segment. But then what is a Medicare supplement?
Well, the official term for Medicare supplements is Medigap. I like that because it fills in the gaps in Medicare.
Yep.
So where you have a Part A deductible for inpatient hospital care, you have a Part B deductible or coinsurance, the 80-20. And there are 11 different designs of Medigap policies. But what they're designed to do is, let's say the bill comes to Medicare, they're going to pay their part, and the leftover part is going to fall down to your Medigap policy. And that policy, depending on the design, is going to pay their part of it. It's a good way to protect yourself from that 20% or certain other charges in Medicare.
Okay. And so that supplements Part B.
Yes. Supplements and Part A.
Oh, okay.
It does.
Yeah. Okay.
Most supplements actually cover the Part A deductible and any Part A coinsurance. For most cases on Medicare supplement, Medigap policy, we don't even worry about hospital charges because they're going to be covered at 100%.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. And all right. So I'm like, okay, let's cover like the 101 kind of stuff, but my head's already kind of spinning just a little bit. So, so there's just so much to this stuff. And look, if you're already confused, you need to reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-841-9141. That's 816-841-9141. Or visit online at lifewithmedicare.com. And I'll be back with more from Mark in just a moment. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. When shopping for Medicare insurance, you should A, respond to a television advertisement, B, respond to a mailed advertisement, C, respond to a door-to-door salesperson, D, work with a salesperson representing only one company and product, or E, work with an experienced insurance broker representing all companies and all products. The answer coming up next. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super simple at seniorcarelive.com and through the app audacy.com. And that's audacy.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. When shopping for Medicare insurance, you should A, respond to a television ad, B, respond to a mailed advertisement, C, respond to a door-to-door salesperson, D, work with a salesperson representing only one company and product, or E, work with an experienced insurance broker representing all companies and all available products. And the answer is E, The answer is E. And I've said this for my entire adult life. It's nothing against someone with one company and one product. That, nothing against that. But I have always worked with the broker that can shop all of the products available and all the companies available to get the best fit for me and my situation. All right. So back with our special guest today, Mr. Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer. You can reach out to Mark and the excellent Medicare team at 816-841-9141 or go online, lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, before the break, we talked about Medicare supplemental plans. What are the top two most common plans, and what do they look like, and what do they cost?
Well, Steve, the two that we talk about the most and that most people narrow it down to, Medicare supplement plans all are identified by letters. And so there is an A, a B, a B, and a D, but they're not the same as A, B, C, and D in Medicare. The two we look at most commonly are the G and the N.
Mm-hmm.
The G plan offers 100% coverage of those gaps in Medicare of everything with the exception of the Medicare Part B deductible, which for next year is going to be $217.
Mm-hmm.
The N plan looks a lot like the G plan.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of differences. One is the N plan does not cover excess billing. We could do a whole program on excess billing.
Yeah.
But there are certain providers who contract with Medicare in such a way that they don't accept Medicare's assignment, meaning they can balance bill the patient up to 15% above Medicare's reimbursement rate.
Wow. And the patient probably never knew about that when they went to see them.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Now, I tell you, it's been a few years since I've checked, but in the Kansas City market, I think the closest non-assignment provider I could find was in Sedalia. So unless you're going to tool off to Bothwell to get your health care done, you're going to be okay. Now, I mean, they're, in Kansas City, we typically either do take Medicare assignment or they just don't take Medicare.
Or they don't.
So it's not something to lose sleep over.
Okay.
The other piece of the N plan is certain doctor's office visits will have a copay of somewhere between $12 and $20. The average for the five-county area that makes up Kansas City is $16.
Okay.
If it's a preventive visit, like we talked about earlier, there's no copay at all.
Okay.
But
so your annual checkup?
Nope, no copay.
Mammogram, all the things, some of the things that you mentioned earlier.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Okay.
Anything on that preventive list. And by the way, if the listeners want to get a list of those preventive services, reach out to us. We'll be glad to send you one at no charge. Or tell you where to go to get it on Medicare's website.
Okay.
But those are the two most common ones. And depending on where you live, actually in Missouri, we have some odd rules with our Medicare supplements. So in Missouri, we're about 15 to 18% higher than Kansas on our rates. But the difference between, on average, between a G and an N, a G plan is about $30 a month more than an N plan. So we always take it down to math because math answers all questions.
Yeah.
That's what my fifth grade teacher taught me. Clearly, she never had marital trouble, but that's another story. he just hit the edit button over there. So anyway, the difference is if you figure, you know, $30 a month, that's $360 a year. At a $20 copay, worst case scenario, you have to go to the doctor 18 times a year to break even.
Yeah.
So we don't ever make insurance decisions based on is. We always make them based on if. So we're going to ask some questions about is there a history of cancer in your family? Is there a history of heart disease in your family? Because we want to build that wall around your resources and assets. But for most people these days, we're looking at N plans.
Okay. All right. And I know that's I took my mother in to see you, and she was spending just some ridiculous amount of money. And you had suggested, have you ever heard of an N plan? I had never heard of that before, and I appreciated you bringing it up. And it was almost the same coverage. I mean, very, very close. And it was about a third of the cost. And so that's the first time I heard of an N plan. So again, for our listeners, I mean, I took my own mom in to see Mark Squires, the Medicare Whisperer, and you should too at 816-841-9141 or visit online at lifewithmedicare.com. And I'll tell you what, Mark, we're going to have a little fun.
Oh, I like fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. So, Mark.
Yes.
these commercials. Joe Namath, J.J. Walker, there are several others. They just flooded their air. I mean, October the 15th, boom, it was on, flooded the airwaves with their commercials. And they're not like 30 or 60 seconds. These things are like 2-3 minutes long, drive you nuts, and like they do every year. But then suddenly, these commercials just completely disappeared and all was quiet. And then out of the blue, boom, they're back. What was that all about?
It's like the day after Election Day, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's a good analogy. Yeah.
So the commercials, they're on there. Make sure you get all the benefits to which you're entitled and free rides to your doctor and this zero premium and all this. This is what I tell my clients. Number one, do you have any idea what it costs to produce a 2-minute television commercial?
Ooh.
Number two, you're paying a celebrity sort of spokesperson. I'm not sure how much celebrity Joe Namath and J.J. Walker still have.
Yep.
Then you're going to run it once or twice an hour on virtually every television network, cable, and broadcast in the United States. These people are not philanthropist people. There's a reason they're spending this much money to hook you to call that toll-free number. And when you do, they're going to take your information. Number one, they're going to sell it to every mailing list in the country. And number two, they're going to get you to try to sign up for something.
Yep.
They don't know you. They don't know how many grandkids you have and where they live. They don't. They just sign them up.
Yep.
The reason they just went away for about a week and a half is on October 8th, Medicare dropped the hammer on these commercials and said, this is deceiving. This is confusing. Stop it. Unfortunately, they also passed a bunch of rules for those of us who are in the local business, but we were already compliant with everything.
Yeah.
That's the way we do things. And so they tweaked the commercials and they took out a few of the words free and the whole part about you could get all of your Part B premium back. Well, yes, you could if you're a veteran in one county in Florida. So they took a lot of that misleading stuff out.
That is misleading. That's horrible. Yeah.
Right. Well, it's all based on counties and zip codes. And this is where a lot of the complaints came in because a number of you, the fine folks on having Medicare benefits, were calling CMS or Medicare complaining about this. So they dropped the hammer. So they've tweaked them all, made them more compliant, and they're back. So that's a good time, Steve, to go to the refrigerator to get some water or maybe a snack, you know, some celery sticks.
Or use the bathroom.
Yes, absolutely, because that's probably more meaningful. And I have to say, nothing against the man. I'm sure he's a good guy, but that dynamite thing just does not play at age 65 the way it did 45 years ago.
It was great on the sitcom, but it loses its effect today. And I doubt if Joe Namath is actually depending on some of these benefits that he's promoting.
Do you think he needs free rides to his doctor's office?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
So anyway, I guess the consumer alert there is just be really careful about these commercials. And we're gonna give you some great alternatives or options on how to reach out to get some excellent and frankly much better Medicare advice.
Proceed with caution. This has been a consumer alert. Brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, we're going to have a whole lot more coming up next. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget to check out all of the podcasts of all the recent episodes at seniorcarelive.com and on all of the major podcast platforms. All right. Back to my friend and special guest today, Mr. Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer. And if you have a question for Mark or the great Medicare team, give them a call at 816-841-9141. That's 816-841-9141. Or visit online at lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, obviously, you're here in the KC area, you're on the Missouri side, but can you help people from Missouri and Kansas and maybe some other states?
Sure. We are licensed, I think, I don't know, 17 or 18 states now. Our focus is on the Kansas City metro area. That's where we really want to help folks. But
sure,
we occasionally have clients move or they refer family members in other states, and that's why we get licensed in other places.
Yeah.
But our focus is right here in Kansas City for our neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. So give Mark and the great Medicare team a call. And I'll tell you what, I reached out to Mark. It's been, what, a couple years, about 2 years ago? This would be the third visit.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Mark was able, I mean, he did a great job with my mom. He explained everything so well, easy to understand, zero pressure. And we walked through that. And in an hour, I mean, she saved hundreds of dollars a month, had the same or better coverage. And that was an excellent, excellent visit. So I can wholeheartedly recommend calling Mark Squires. I'll tell you that.
And when you refer your mother, you own it.
Yeah. If you'd have screwed it up, man, I'd never heard the end of that.
No,
one.
No. You would have owned it. You'd have been out of the will, whatever.
That's a very good point. And if you refer your mother-in-law, you really own it.
Yes, you really, really own it.
So, okay. So, Mark, let's talk about Medicare Advantage plans. And what is an Advantage plan? I just think there's so much misunderstanding. It's very confusing. So what is an Advantage plan and how do they work? And then who should have one?
Well,
so let's talk about that.
It falls under Medicare Part C.
C, okay.
C, and it is a way of combining A and B into one plan. The best
description, it's all together.
It is.
Okay.
The best description I can give anybody, and to simplify it, is if you sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan, what you are doing is you are hiring an insurance company to administer your Medicare for you. Medicare is no longer doing the heavy lifting. You're still paying your Part B premium, but Medicare is going to take that Part B premium, put about $680 a month with that, and send it to the insurance company monthly on your behalf.
So they're outsourcing it.
Yes, exactly what they're doing. They're taking the risk off of the government and putting on to a private insurance company.
Okay.
So that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And as I say so often, I mean, in the world of Medicare, there's a place for Medicare Advantage plans as long as people understand what they're signing up for.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Medicare rules don't apply anymore. In most cases, your doctor is not going to be making your healthcare decisions with you in major, major events like cancer, heart attack, stroke, dementia, that type of thing.
Count me out right there.
Okay. Steve's out. So.
Sorry. No, go ahead. Yeah.
So Steve will not be purchasing a Medicare Advantage plan.
Yeah, count me out. If I'm not going to have somebody sitting in a cubicle in name your state mm-hmm. telling me what I can have when that may not be what my doctor has recommended.
So. Exactly. Now, they incentivize things. Now, a Medicare Advantage plan has to be at least as good as original Medicare, but they can tweak things around there. So you hear, you know, a $0 premium. Okay.
That sounds attractive.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. And when you have a person looking at a Medicare supplement, policy of maybe $100 a month versus zero, well, that's $100 a month I have to spend.
Yeah.
And I get that. I get that logic. But remember, we're protecting your resources and your assets. That's what insurance does, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
If a major healthcare event comes up, you want to protect your resources, your assets. You don't want to be writing big checks for health care. But at the same time, you would like to have some control over the decisions that are made.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a lot of what we see in the negative side of Medicare Advantage plans. If you're healthy, they're great. But if you wind up having a stroke and you need rehab, they get a little dicey there. Because all it takes is one day of not meeting your improvement goals. Because Medicare says if you're unskilled, if you are not improving, they're not going to pay. So that caseworker can very easily say, you know what? You walked 8 feet yesterday. You should have been able to walk 9.5 feet today, and you didn't do it. So we're not going to pay anymore. You can go home.
Yep.
Well, maybe they were cleaning the carpets in the skilled nursing facility at 2:00 in the morning, and you didn't get any sleep. They don't take those things into account. Maybe you got COVID, and now this happened this year with one of our clients. They mm-hmm. had a stroke. They were in rehab. They broke their hip during PT. They had to go and have hip surgery. Then they were doing PT for that. They were doing well. But then they got COVID. And then this person was what's called medically naive. She was in her 70s, 60s or 70s, and had never, ever taken a prescription drug in her life. So they gave her prescription painkillers. Now she's just zoned out.
Yep.
And so case manager goes, you know what? She's not improving. We don't have to pay for that. Send her home. And this particular case went to 3 of the 5 levels of appeal. And fortunately, my client won.
Yep.
But it shouldn't be that way. When your family and you are focused on getting your healing done, they shouldn't be worried about fighting the case manager to get you another 3 days in skilled nursing. And that's what you see with the Medicare Advantage plans. It doesn't make sense, in my opinion, to trade that kind of control over your health care and your access to health care, because if you're in an HMO, Medicare Advantage HMO, you're going to be in that network. So you get cancer and you want to go to MD Anderson in Houston, good luck. You're going to pay for it yourself.
Yep.
We don't ever recommend HMOs. We like PPOs if we're going to do that. But trading that off for a little $1,000 dental benefit, or maybe an eyeglass benefit where you get $150 to spend on glasses every 2 years, it's just not worth it. Now, Steve, seriously, if somebody's making $1,000, $1,100 a month in Social Security, they can't afford a supplement, and we would never do anything to hurt somebody. We don't do no harm.
Yeah.
So that's where the Medicare Advantage comes in. But often what we do is we recommend, if you're going to do this, let's get you some extra coverage for the hospital and for skilled. And we can build skilled out really well for a very low amount of money and get the people like that extra coverage. So where your average broker is out there trying to get you into the Medicare Advantage plan, maybe it's below average, they may not be talking about that extra coverage. So again, what is our goal? Protect our clients' resources and assets.
Yep.
And do that as economically as possible.
Well, I'll tell you what, you had a client like that, so did I, and very recently, and she was in the hospital for a long time. She clearly qualified. She is the prototypical patient leaving the hospital needing skilled nursing and rehab, and their Medicare Advantage plan said, oh, you don't need that. We're just going to send you home, and then we're going to have home care come in about two or three times a week. And and I told the man, I said, no, they can't do that. And he's like, well, you just read my mind and took the words out of my mouth. So so I said, look, you need to appeal that. They're just trying to save a few bucks. And he goes, well, yeah, because she's been in the hospital for a long time. So they've already paid out a ton of money on this claim. They're just trying to save money on the backside of it with the rehab side of it. So he appealed two or three times. And guess what? She's in rehab. She's in skilled nursing and rehab. And then now I'm going to be working with him here in the next couple of days to find a long-term care placement for her, because she's not going to be able to return home.
Right.
But it blew my mind that this Medicare Advantage plan, the company, someone in a cubicle sitting down in who knows what state, don't even know how to spell his mom's name. Oh, she doesn't need skilled nursing and rehab. We'll just send her home. She couldn't go home.
Right.
So, but we'll just send her home, and we'll just have home care come in a couple times a week.
Sure.
And just like, are you people nuts? You don't even know this lady. If you knew anything about her, she cannot go home. And so, anyway, that I'm just those things infuriate me.
And I feel the same way. And she can't go home. We'll send home health in three times a week, and that'll be paid for at 100%. Okay, what about transitioning yourself? What about toileting yourself? What about bathing yourself? What about dressing? Home health care is not going to be there to do that. And I don't know, you know, I don't really want to go there, but I'm guessing she has to use the restroom more than twice a week.
Well, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And so, again, I'm not anti-Medicare Advantage plan, but like anything, it's caveat emptor. You know, let the buyer beware. If you're going to get into one of those, know what you're getting into. And if you're comfortable with that, if you can write a check for $10,000 because they decided they're not going to pay for your skilled anymore, and you can pay that $380-some a day for it, great. By all means, do it. But know what you're getting into. And the majority of the people who go on Medicare Advantage are people who cannot afford to write those checks, Steve.
Yep. Yep, that makes sense. That makes sense. And then what about some of these commercials that they're kind of around Advantage Plan commercials, but they're talking about, oh, well, you're going to get this money back and you're going to get that much money back. That sounds very confusing to me. What on earth are they talking about?
I think it's designed to be confusing.
Yeah.
It's designed to appeal to greed is what it is. So there's such a thing as a Medicare Part B premium give back that some of the Medicare Advantage plans are allowed to use, and it varies by zip code and by county across the country. In Kansas City, we have three of those plans. One gives you 40, one gives you 50, one gives you 60, but they don't have drug coverage, and you have to have drug coverage. So it's really those type are tailored toward veterans who get their drugs from the VA.
Okay.
But there's a county in Florida where you can get 100% of your Part B premium back if you're a veteran and you live in that county, and great, you get $150 a month, good for you. But what are you giving up to get that?
Yep. Well, if I'm sitting here and I'm hearing somebody say, oh, you can sign up for this and you're going to get all this money back and it sounds super great, I'm going to make a call. And then guess what they get? They get my name, all my contact information.
Right.
And all of a sudden, my phone's going to blow up. And here we go.
You are now the product. You are the commodity.
Yep, that is scary. Reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-841-9141. That's 816-841-9141. Or visit online at lifewithmedicare.com. We have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. Back in studio with my friend and special guest, Mr. Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-841-9141 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, every time I have you in the studio, it just seems like we just get to rolling and the time's up. So it always goes fast, doesn't it?
It does.
So let's talk about some important changes coming up for this upcoming year of 2022.
Oh, my goodness. So, Steve, a lot of what we're seeing in changes on Medicare Advantage plans and prescription drug plans, what I'm talking about centers around drug pricing, and we're seeing dramatic increases in the copays and drug pricing on the Medicare Advantage and PDPs, prescription drug plans. We're seeing the deductible now is $480, and we're seeing a lot of the medications that used to be maybe a tier two standard generic are jumping up to a tier three. Just because the tier is called preferred brand doesn't mean there can't be generics there. And we're getting a little bit of sticker shock where somebody may have been paying $4 last year for a specific blood pressure medication, all of a sudden it's going to be $29. That was actually from this morning, a review I did this morning.
Wow.
And by going to another plan, we were able to get that price back down. One of the companies had six plans in Kansas City, and Medicare said you can only have three. So they auto-migrated people from one plan to another, and all of a sudden, maybe they're not paying attention. They didn't read their annual notification of change, and their premium that used to be $12.60 is not going to be $58.30.
Wow.
Surprise. And after December 7th, Steve, we can't fix it.
You're stuck with it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's why you want to do a review. You know, we're seeing some of the ancillary benefits like the dental, the vision, the rides, the hearing aids, rather than being individual benefits, are going to a debit card to where you have X amount of dollars to use, and it's medically coded, so you can't buy double mint chewing gum with your health debit card.
Yep.
But they're consolidating those, so maybe you don't have all those individual benefits. You have a pool of money to use, and when it's gone, it's gone. So
that's interesting. That's kind of like a health savings account on a card.
It is, only sponsored by Medicare or Medicare Advantage plan.
Yeah.
But most specifically, even if you're not taking any medications and you're thinking, well, I don't need to pay attention to this. I don't take any drugs. I just bought a plan to be legal. I bought the cheapest thing. Well, the cheapest thing last year, and I hate the word cheap, the cheapest thing in 2021 may not be the cheapest thing in 2022.
Yeah.
Do a review to make sure, because like we've said a couple of times, December 7th is the deadline. And when it comes to drug pricing, for the most part, you're stuck.
Yep. Well, and all of a sudden, I mean, look, anything could happen to anyone at any time. And all of a sudden, unexpectedly overnight, now all of a sudden you're using medication and you have to treat, you know, whatever was just discovered or whatever. And so, you know, you may or may not care about your drug coverage, but you may care. You should care,
right.
And I would call Mark and get that reviewed right away. Mark, what about insulin pricing? We had talked about that before, and I think you had some really exciting information about that.
Well, Steve, you're going to have to buy the hour from noon to one now because we're talking about it.
Right.
So one of my most passionate topics is insulin pricing. It's ridiculous in the United States, but a couple of years ago, we got the prescription or the senior savings program, which targets insulin pricing. And some of the companies signed up for this program. And what these programs do is certain insulins, now not all diabetes-related injectables are covered. We're talking insulins, are capped at $35 per month. Doesn't matter if you're in the deductible phase, the initial coverage, the coverage gap, or what we used to call the donut hole. Mm-hmm. It does not matter. You're at $35 a month, $105 for a three-month supply.
Mm-hmm.
And again, not every plan has this. You're rocking and rolling along, and you're like, okay, well, I'm living with these insulin prices, but I don't like it. It may be we can put you on a plan with the senior savings plan for insulin. And can you imagine, Steve, somebody who's used to paying $300 or $400 for insulin all of a sudden is paying $35 to $105, depending on if it's 1 month or 3 months supply. Yeah. Can you just imagine what that does to their budget?
All right, so I'm confused. So not all plans have this $35 option?
Correct. Some plans do. Some plans don't.
Why is that?
It's an incentive thing. Some of the companies just decided they didn't want to do that. The government is subsidizing this. Again, some of the companies just decided not to do that. And it's a zip code by zip code or county by county basis. It may be a case where they're doing it in Missouri, but they're not doing it in Alabama. So it just, again, that's why it's good to work with that local broker who can look those things over and plug you into what works best for you and your situation.
If you are a diabetic and you use insulin and you did not know about this $35 option and your current agent or company did not inform you of that, and you're paying $300 or $400, and you just heard about it through Mark Squires, I think it's time to make a change to call the Medicare Whisperer. I am not kidding, because you should have already known about that. My head's kind of blowing up right now, right? And it's like, maybe not a great analogy, but long-term care insurance policies.
Right.
Some are state partnership plans.
Yes.
Some are not.
Yes.
And if you didn't know what that was and the gigantic advantage it is to have one,
absolutely,
and I talk about it all the time, mm-hmm, you wouldn't know to ask for it. Unless,
right,
you learned about it, like on this show or some other way. So it's the same thing. You just learned about it. Now you need to do something about it. You could save literally hundreds of dollars a month. So that is amazing. Thanks for that information.
Mm-hmm.
I told our listeners they're going to learn a lot today, and they are, and so am I. What about Medicare's Extra Help program? It's called Extra Help. I have not heard of this.
It's been around for years and years and years.
Okay, so here we go again.
Okay, this means tested, so you have to qualify by income and qualify by resources. A resource is a retirement account, bank account, savings account, whatever.
Some liquid assets.
Right. Doesn't count your house or your car or anything like that, and or your grandchildren. So what this program is, if you qualify, and I really recommend you look into this.
Yeah.
What it will do is, in some cases, it will pay your Medicare Part D premium.
Okay.
It will eliminate the deductible.
Oh.
It will cap your drug prices based on whether it's generic or brand name. It eliminates the donut hole.
Mm.
That's a big one.
Wow.
Okay.
Yep.
And basically puts you into catastrophic coverage phase for the year on drug prices. In some cases, Steve, we can even go so far as to advise the state, and the state may come in and start paying their Medicare Part B premium for them. So this is kind of a 1-2 checkers jump, but it's amazing to me how many people have never heard of this, and we turn around and we'll help them sign up. I mean, it's not hard to do. The worst that can happen is they say no, but if your income as a single person is below $19,320 and you have less than $14,790 in the bank, you're probably going to qualify.
And that's going to save you hundreds of dollars a year. Maybe more than that.
Yes, and a lot of headaches.
Yeah.
Because everybody worries about that donut hole.
Yeah.
Everybody.
And the donut hole is what, $400 or $500? Well, I guess it depends.
No, it starts at $4,330, I think. I don't have my 2022 numbers memorized, and goes all the way into the $7,600, $7,800 range.
Okay.
That you're paying 25% of the cost of the drug.
Okay, so it's way more than that. Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's big.
So this could save you thousands of dollars a year by the time you add it all up, deductibles and everything else.
And it also leads to medication compliance. You're not having to say, well, I'm supposed to take this drug, but I'm going to cut it down. I only take half of it every day save money. That your doctor didn't prescribe you to take one half, take it the way you're supposed to.
That's right. And there are all kinds of people, I mean, hurting their own medical condition because they're trying to save money and use half the insulin instead of what they're supposed to
That's
be
right.
receiving, or half the medication in general.
Mm-hmm.
So Reach out to Mark Squires, the Please. Medicare Whisperer, at 816-841-9141, online at lifewithmedicare.com. And the last day to make any changes for the upcoming year is what?
December 7th.
December 7th. Mark, thanks so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. As always, I learned again.
Good. I'm glad it was a good time for you, and I know it'll be a good time for the listeners.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.